Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews on a rare Sunday episode. If this is a movie that you're going to want to, if this is a movie you've been wanting to check out, you're going to want to sit with me through this because this one is, it's not what the trailers portray. It's so much different than what the trailers portray. It's similar, but it goes so far above and beyond what you could even imagine to expect from this one. What am I talking about? Well, I guess I should probably show you the trailer and then we're going to get into this. But what movie are we talking about today? If you are just on the audio part of the podcast, we are talking about the movie Slanted. Now, I came into this one, again, just with basic blank expectations. I noticed it was a Bleecker Street film. And I've had some of those be on my top 10 list, and I've had some just be just a lot of meh. But they're not often much lower than just meh. And so I guess we're just going to have to get into this a little bit deeper. I will say this one is getting a guilty rating through and through. I have, just since watching this, I have put a few things out on social media, and everybody is saying, oh, you just don't get it because you're white, blah, blah, blah. No, that really honestly has nothing to do with it. It's so much deeper than that. Because what they have here, before we even get into the trailer, I want to warn you, it takes woke to a new level. This is anti-America. It's anti-immigrant, anti-white, anti-everything that you care about. So if you are a Gen Alpha and you are just, basically, this movie could have been made by CNN. I mean, this is as far left as it gets. This is like extreme propaganda all the way through. And so I want you to be aware of that before even like as we get into the trailer here, of just kind of what to expect. So let's kind of jump into this.
Have you ever suffered the injustice of being a person of color?
Now, mind you, okay, I'm going to acknowledge, yes, this happens. I'm not saying that people don't get treated differently because of their color. There are some real people who are absolute pieces of crap that treat people differently because of their color or because they look different or because they act different than them. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but let's get back into this.
In this world, have you ever had someone tell you how impressed they are, how well you speak English without an accent?
Speak English, Mom.
Or are you just tired of the way white folks look at you? If you can't beat them, be them.
That is literally the topic of this movie. If you can't beat them, be them.
Hi, my loves! I have some sad news. I'm not gonna run for prom queen.
Gag.
You think Olivia's racist and stupid, so help me beat her for prom queen. I have a whole plan. Vote for me!
You know, what's your hair?
I've decided I'm going to endorse one girl for prom queen.
Someone we all want to be, irregardless of prejudice.
And if that statement right there did not send a chill up your spine, yeah.
See your black roots. Ew.
Ew is right.
Hello?
Don't be shy.
What is this place?
We help you reach your true potential.
Welcome to Ethnic Modification.
Yes, you heard that right. Ethnic Modification.
Three, two, one. This is my favorite part. How are you feeling?
It's good to be white.
There is literally a song in this movie. The whole thing is, it's good to be white. Now, mind you, I'm white. And just think about this for a second. we have Black Pride, Asian Pride, Hispanic Pride. We have all of these different months dedicated to different things of recognizing ethnicities. And then people think of White Pride and they instantly think of like skinheads and the KKK and Nazis and stuff like that. And it has nothing to do with that. Being white is not just a thing. I mean, it's different things of being European. And there's even people in South Africa that are white. I mean, look at Elon Musk, and he's African. And we're going to get more into this. It's just...
Hey, new girl.
Hey, come sit. I just gave myself an upgrade. Finally being treated the same as everybody else.
Look at what you've done to yourself.
What happened?
Hey, I'm busy.
For a new plant to grow the seed? That's the time.
This is a common side effect.
Joe, how wonderful is it to be white?
Do yourself a favor. Get tickets to a Michael Bublé concert. That experience as a white person will change your life.
You're probably asking yourself if this is a parody, if this movie is meant to be funny, if this movie is just meant to be anything other than what it is. Absolutely offensive on every level. Even if you're woke, this goes too far. Because in this one, there are... I'm sorry, I'm going to my notes here from when I was in the movie. I was just absolutely left just... There were stores for there's a Whole Foods market in this movie. It's the AR-15 Foods Market. There's Yeehaw Boots, Stripes Jr., Freedom Beans. There's all of these different festivals or whatever and businesses that are basically anti anything but white. And there's these communities where the white people just basically treat every other color and every other person just like absolute garbage. Now, the main character in this, Joe, she just wants to fit in. She wants to be, her dream is to be prom queen. And the only way that she can do that is to become something other than herself. And in doing so, she loses her roots. And she even tells her dad at one point, basically speak English and get a regular job. So it kind of implies a little bit that maybe that she's a dreamer or that her family are illegals. It never officially says, but it's just the whole way of you cannot, it's a very anti-American. They had the line in this one that coming to America is not being an American. You can come here and you can basically change it to what you are. You can change it to be like what you are. It has nothing to do with becoming an American and being proud of the country. It has just everything to do with basically assimilating the country to whatever you want to make it to be. And I'm just like going, you have got to be kidding. I was speechless after this movie. And after the movie was done, there was probably 20 or 30 people in the movie with me. And I just was sitting there listening to them as they were leaving. And they were like, oh, it's so good to see a movie from this perspective. Are you kidding me? Seriously? And I'm not allowed to criticize the movie because I'm not a different color. Look at me. I look white. I technically fit the stereotype of all that stuff. But I have, I mean, my grandparents and my parent and my even my dad, I'm a lot lighter than they are. I am white. Yes, I'm not denying that. I am Caucasian, but I have a lot of family from the Middle East. So that may surprise some of you. And so before you go on hating on me for like being, oh my God, it's just because you're white. You hate this movie. Not saying I hate it. I'm just trying to save some people from an hour and a half, 2 hours of pure propaganda. I mean, that's all this is woke pop propaganda through and through. At the very end, there's a meaningful message. Is it worth it? Considering it's going to be missed by 90% of the audience that's going to go see this, yeah. It's completely missed. Is it worth it? I didn't mean to say yeah on that. I meant to say no. Like I said, if you are into the... If you get all your information from CNN, if you are told what to think by the mainstream media, if you hate America, basically, you're going to love this movie. If you think America is an oppressive nation that hates anything that isn't white, you're going to love this movie. But if you care about America and you actually care about people as a whole, this is... It's beyond painful. I mean, I just kept waiting for the twist. I kept waiting for them to reveal something, because I've seen movies that have kind of gone down this thing where you're just kind of scratching your head like, where is this going? And then it gets like halfway or two-thirds of the way through, sometimes even at the very end, and you see, it's like, oh, that's why they were doing this. This never gets there. This never goes there. Why? What was the point of this besides just being ultra woke all the way through? I guess we'll never know, really, because, like I said, there's going to be an audience for this, but it's not going to be anybody with common sense. So you're probably wondering score-wise where I'm at. And obviously, like I said, it does have a guilty rating. The only gory part pretty much in the whole movie is the part that really that you saw there, and then just one of the end scenes. And it's not like overly so, but maybe people sensitive to that. I mean, just to be aware of that. Score-wise, like I said, I really need to do a drum roll for that. But score-wise, I'm slanted. I'm going to guarantee that this is going to be on my 10 worst of 2026. I am giving Slanted a 1.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, a 2 is what's called painful, confusing. A 1 is horrible, unwatchable. This rides that fine line. This did not deserve a 2. This is not just painful, confusing. This is, like I said, this is pure propaganda all the way through. And it's not being sold as that. This isn't being sold as a propaganda film, but it really should be. So, as you can imagine, I'm going to get some hate for this. I'm expecting that already. But I wanted to put this out there. I wanted to save a few people, hence why I'm doing a Sunday episode, because I know there's going to be people that want to go check this out, and I hope that you check out this review before you go see it. Maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you won't, but that's half the part of this job, is I'm not trying to please everybody, but I am a constitutional conservative and I do review movies from that perspective. So, sorry about the ding there, my notification on my computer went off. But as always, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe and turn on that little notification button so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, because you're going to get content like yesterday and you're going to get content like this. And then I bring you meaningful films and beautiful ones as well. But if I can bring movies to people's attention like this one, I definitely want to do so. So, as always, I'll be back later, guys. Bye!